What's up, fool? What's up, fool? What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool? We got Johnny Rocco over there, man, with a perm.
Oh, man. I know. What's going on here? Man. Paul Rodriguez Jr. over here.
Somebody get this guy some moose.
This moose said moose. Humidity. 1989. Man. Humidity where, dog?
Yeah, Lisa, Rodrigo Torres.
Yeah, man.
Our special guest, Esther Koo. Yeah.
Chi-Town's finest.
What up?
You still have your podcast?
Yeah.
Koo and the Gang.
Koo and the Gang.
Best fucking title ever. Yeah. Next to Bird Crusher's
You should
wife.
Hear my yeah. song.
Wife for the Party.
What's your song?
It's Koo and the Gang.
A good title, man. You know, that's what we got. What's up, fool?
Title of
title.
What's sometimes, up, fools?
Sometimes titles are just too shitty, bro. Nobody's gonna go to it.
Oh, horrible titles.
Like, what's the title you heard, man? I'm looking around these. I'm looking at the Authies Comedy Podcast titles. Hey. Good.
I love Dork Forest. I think that's one of the best.
Which one?
Dork Forest.
That's a good ass title, man.
That's a good ass title.
Yeah. She's funny, man.
Dork Forest.
Dork Forest.
You had a podcast before, right?
I had several. Yeah. Me and Lee were, stuck in.
Life in Neutral?
Life in Neutral.
Yeah, nobody would even go that
way.
I would, especially there's no photo of you guys. I was, you know, it's probably some middle-aged 52-year-old white guy. Selling incense. What's another one?
Oh, man. Silly Boys with Sam Comro. Me and Comro used to do it. Jeez.
Silly Boys.
Yeah.
There was another one.
Then Time with Nick and Johnny. And then sometimes on Rizzo, one of Rizzo's 9 podcasts.
Squad by the Bell is a good title.
No, yeah. It's not. Horrible.
No?
What's Squad by the Bell?
It's a play on Saved by the Bell.
It's not.
Shitty title then.
But Squad, Saved is a verb and Squad is a noun. Like, it makes no sense.
Conjunction.
Squad can be a verb too. You squat your torso or.
No, squad.
But that's squad.
Oh, squad. I thought you said squat, like CrossFit squat.
Squad by the Bell is the name of his.
It should be called Squad Square.
Are they gonna look at Little Rizzo?
It would just be called We Are the Littles.
Hold on a second. Are we, Emma, do we have video?
The Little man. Littles.
I don't see anything on the page.
This
¿Qué está pasando? What are these? What are you?
Sacalinch.
This has been like one of the most consistent podcasts.
What do you mean?
Like, because even Uncle Joey's podcast, he had 2. He started off one before, and then he jumped to.
Sometimes you got to consolidate podcasts.
When did you start your podcast?
Joey
first
and
one?
Felicia's was my favorite, that one.
Beauty and the Beast?
One. Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast.
That was a great podcast.
That was like one of the first ones that was really good.
Yeah.
Willie had one too, right, Willie?
Yeah, Willie had
one of the first ones.
A lot of them had
it. It was just called Willie Podcast back in the days.
Who helped him with that?
I might have been Chang. It was around those times.
Oh, yeah, Richard, yeah.
And then the devil had one, too.
He had one.
With the people that used to work with him on the radio station.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but they all quit. They all quit in like a month. They were all gone.
Radio people can't hang with podcast people.
Probably,
yeah. It's a different animal, right? Oh, yeah. They're used to like...
It's like flat earthers and like regular
yeah,
earthers.
It's like stand-ups and improv. Like, get out of here.
I think I put too much lotion this morning.
What? Well, you look good, though. Listen.
I'm
all oily, eh?
What? It's better than being like dry and wrinkly, though, dog.
I'm all oily, bro.
Oh, man, it's
very conditioned, right? Or was that moisturized?
I don't know what did I put. I put whatever we had out. Whatever lotion we had.
Whatever lotion
much.
I use.
L'Oreal.
I don't even know. I just opened stuff. What is that? Oh, ass cream. Oh, shit.
No, I saw my makeup. I saw my makeup remover opened the other day. And I was like, what did he use this? What did he think this was? Alcohol or something? I don't know what you thought it was.
I used it to clean my bowl.
You got the guy from The Cure over here, dog. Robert Smith is in the house.
I'm like, my makeup remover is
Rodrigo over there. We're in Miami. We're already coughing. I looked up. I said, what the fuck? Who did this geisha
behind
me?
Oh, my God.
So much sunblock.
Dude, no, it's because it's right. That one with minerals in it, and it has, like, a tint to it. And you know, what's going on over here, dog? You're fading away.
Like, wow.
I don't want to. I don't want, dude, the sun is as good as it is for you. It was like very bad white for face. You.
It is bad for you, but you have more melanin in your skin. Yeah, so you're not going to have still, that much.
I don't
want to
be sitting there with a little piece of cancer right 5 years ago.
It was the Wayne's Brothers.
Yes.
No,
yes,
it wasn't like white chicks.
Well, I was on the phone with you at the time. You were
one fool starving, another fool doesn't have his glasses on.
You called me and you go, you're like, you said, I know we're talking on the phone, and you said, hold on, this fool is going to be in a Charlie Chaplin movie.
And we just start staring at me. What's wrong? I have it on right now.
No. Oh, man.
I do, on my neck and on my back. Because Crampton's lady is...
I'll post it in my crack.
Yeah. But she's all, dude, wear your sunscreen. I'm telling you.
Yeah, of course.
But she's also
white, probably, right? Yeah. She's probably white.
Yeah. White. But, dude, but Sarah actually has a nice skin, though.
Philip, like, my son Philip, has an aunt. And, man, dude, what the first time she went to the beach... She came back. She even burned her scalp, bro.
Yeah, dude. I've seen that before.
Red, fool.
I've seen a fool's back bubble up, dog.
Oh.
From the beach.
It bubbled up right now, dog.
We're bubbling.
Yeah,
back.
But it was white, bro. Like somebody threw a beignet at you.
Yeah, no way, dude.
It was scary.
Because you can use regular sunscreen, like the cheap stuff, and it's really not even going to be effective.
Or this will put on baby oil.
Man,
my mom actually used to water us down with baby oil when we were kids. Dude.
Are you guys Mexican? You could be out in the sun, no
that's
problem.
You have more melanin. You can say what,
dude. Black people get skin cancer, dog. That's how bad it is.
So much more rare.
But it happens.
Other people. It does happen, but it's much more rare.
And your original your original lower. Skin tone is what you have underneath your clothes anyway.
He just wanted to be the prieto of the house, eh?
I don't want to have anything like, you know, I already have blemishes. I don't want it to continue.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man. When we both saw Rodrigo, me and Felipe looked at each other, we're like, oh, he's going to be gone soon. Oh, man, we're going to miss him.
You better bring a tent with you.
I thought he was fading, man.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, if I could wear an umbrella.
Well,
like
he had an umbrella in Chicago.
Yeah. I don't even understand. Like, dude, when this fool
I'm Asian. We're the ones selling the umbrellas.
Oh, I seen your hat when you walked in.
Yeah. When you have one of those.
We go outside.
You know, they're looking like fucking Mary Pippin. Instead of Mary Poppins.
But we go outside, and he's like, dude, like, let's go in the shade, dog. Like, straight in the sun, dude. I was like, oh, my God, just burning you. Might as well just have a magnifying glass on you. I don't know. I just feel the heat, and it's like, ugh, devastating.
I know, but you know how white people are. They, like, don't even put blinds in their house.
Some of them don't.
They just, like, they want sun.
Would you go put aluminum foil?
Oh, no. That's
right?
Like, well, that's tweaker stuff.
You know, you're talking about white people? I thought about you because I saw these white people. Lisa and I were we went to go eat at, we were in a valley, and then we were driving, and you know, fuck, that sun hits hard on Northridge, bro.
Oh, there's no shade right there.
There was a white couple, and they had, like, special sun umbrellas. They were like lighting. They were great. They were good ones.
Well, dude, Chuck Bartel can't walk in the sun, remember?
Bro, you should get one of those masks, bro, like fucking the Clippers owner's wife. Well, yeah, a fucking visor, bro.
One of the Asian ladies, when they drive on the freeway, you can see them by Monterey Park with the whole thing.
Yeah, Jesse Smollett's selling them on his website right now.
Are you serious?
Face mask.
Can you believe that? They dropped all charges? What's up? When you first heard it.
He's connected. What do you think? What did you think was going to happen? You see all the pictures of him and Obama?
I think it's connections for one.
Definitely. It is all about who you know.
He did a lot of stuff for the community before he was famous.
Well, they're saying that the amount of community service he had done before... I guess they would have sentenced him with that anyway. So, and
community service for what? For the DUIs that he blamed on his brother?
Sure. That's true.
I'm pretty sure, like,
imagine if your brother did that to you.
I'm pretty sure I'm not saying I'm a bad person, but if I would do something bad in Boyle Heights, Jose Wizard might get me out.
He has his own troubles right now.
No, man. Remember you told him about that jaywalking ticket? He was like, well, that's life.
What jaywalking ticket?
You jaywalked downtown crossing Los Angeles Street when you were going over to Localita across the street. I dropped you off. You crossed
I got a ticket for looking at my phone.
Yeah, but the cop
and I'm going to go to court and be like, my eyes are so small, you don't know where my eyes were looking. Like, screw you, dismiss this case.
Looking at your phone when you're driving.
I don't think any Asian should be looking at their phone when they're driving.
When you're driving? No, I mean, it was for a second to look at my directions, and then he pulled me over.
Wow.
Damn. You didn't get out of
Lisa
it?
Made a mean
I'm like,
killer
you just
want
to meet your quota.
Lisa made a mean illegal turn, bro, in Venice. Where my daughter Tuesday used to live.
You didn't get
popped? It was illegal right on red. But the other sign was bent on this side, but there was one hanging.
She was pretty.
They did not let me go. I got a $300 ticket.
You got popped
for
that?
Yeah, I get tickets every time I get pulled over.
Really?
But I never get pulled for speeding.
You don't know
I've
how to suck
once...
a cop's dick? No.
I've never once gotten out of a ticket. No. I've only gotten.
God damn, I've gotten.
I've only gotten one speeding ticket in my life.
You got to say code 46, officer, and then he drops his trousers, 46. And then you get out of a ticket.
I've been pulled over 4-7 times. Got let go 4.
That's nice.
Wow. I was there on one of them. Man, we had the
and that one was bad. If it would have happened,
he fucking hit the
you
right word.
Talked your way out of it.
He told the cop, man. Let me tell you, man. I was gonna hit that car. I made a right turn, and the whole time I'm looking at the cop like this, and I'm fucking have the bong between my legs.
I thought she was a hot cop, and you were jerking off.
No,
you're like,
the dude, the motorcycle
like
cop. But what saved me is some guy on a bike went right across in front of me, and in order to not hit him, it looked like I wasn't gonna make the mistake of going forward and like tapping the other car so he can see that I was in the same lane. And that kind of got me out of it. So he let me go. In the parking lot of 7-Eleven on Sunset.
We went inside there and Jodie was in there shoplifting, bro.
We seen him right
there. Yeah.
Like, I had to take a couple lighters and cupcake.
The cop was talking to us and the 7-Eleven guy was looking at what's going on. And Jodie was stuffing power bars, chips. And
they got the Rosado brothers over there. Check it out. Meanwhile, I got me a hoagie for two.
So what's up, Esther? Where you from?
I'm from Chicago.
That's where you started?
Yeah. No, I'm from there. I didn't start there. I started in Boston.
East Coast.
Yeah.
Ooh. I didn't know that.
It's a tough spot to start comedy there.
She's an LA person.
It must be tough to start comedy there, right?
I look like I'm an LA person because there's a million Koreans here.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right?
Korean?
Yeah,
I'm Korean.
You just seem like more of an LA person.
Yeah, that's because I smoke a shitload of weed.
Like a Highland Park.
Oh, no. I can totally picture you with like a... With the Uzi during the LA riots right there, protecting the garment store.
No, I was in Chicago during the LA riots. We had our own Chicago Bulls like celebrations while you guys were rioting. You know what I mean?
5 in a row.
That's how I felt in New York when the Yankees kept winning.
Omar Gonzalez, how creepy was Tony Hinchcliffe when Esther first met him?
I don't think he was
motherfucker.
There's something to it. She paused
they go
right
from
now.
Other, they got to go from other podcasts. Oh, shit. Fuck Felipe.
I don't think he was creepy when I met him, or else I would have remembered it.
He looked like Seinfeld and Ellen DeGeneres got together, huh?
No, he looks like Guaido, the new president... Supposedly, Venezuela mixed with Obama, man.
Oh, whoa!
No.
Who is your wife masturbating to?
Wait, no, that's not true.
Hybrids of business, yo!
I said that wrong. I meant Guaido looks like Tony Hinchcliffe and Obama had a baby. That's who Guaido looks like.
Wow.
I don't even know what Guaido looks like.
Well, let me pull
see, that's how good women's imaginations are. Like, we could just make two guys have sex, and we create a third, like, presidential leader. And
we're, like, different, man.
Fantasize about him.
We see, like, a chick. You know what, bro? She's kind of hot, bro. She's, like, kind of like Summer Hayek's fat cousin.
Oh, we're romantics like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, see, there's a type for everybody. You like fat... Fat
like
girl,
she looks like Salma Hayek's sister, and she has cerebral palsy.
Tell me that doesn't look like Obama and Hinchcliffe mixed together.
Oh shit!
Oh my god!
I'm telling you.
Whoa! He has his own show called
Survivor.
Well, you can't really tell that.
He looks like a Hispanic Modi.
A Guaido.
You guys don't know Modi.
Modi?
I'm dropping New York comedian references.
That one looks just like Tony Hinchcliffe over there. Go up.
Mm.
Right there.
This one?
Yeah, right there.
Yeah, he looks a lot like both of them.
You're like dealing with a heckler.
Well, anybody who's like skinny looks like Tony Hinchcliffe because he's just like bones and saran wrap.
Not that guy.
You know?
I got jawbones. I got structure.
Yeah. Keep skinny, you know? But I grew up with Mexicans.
We're at Chicago?
Yeah, in Chicago. Like, we just, when I was in first grade, we had, like, no Mexicans. Then by the time I was in fourth grade, we had, like, 10.
What city?
And then eighth grade, we were, like, ton of Mexicans, you know? And they developed faster than all the other girls. So everybody, all the guys had crushes on, like, the Mildreds and, like, the Jessicas before anybody else. It's funny.
Little Mexican dude, 12 years old with a mustache, huh?
No,
a long time to develop, man. I didn't have a mustache till after high school.
What?
Like the third year of college, but I didn't go to college, but just third year.
You're a late bloomer. 23, dude.
Wow.
I didn't have armpit hair till after high school, bro.
Yeah, but most of the girls.
I'm still waiting for my armpit hair.
Oh, dude, those big titties in eighth grade, dog.
Bro, I remember 12th grade, sixth bro. Grade, like, yeah. I was like, we talked about it already, bro. Like, everybody was fucking naked in the gym except me. Everybody was all bushy. I had nothing, bro. Kojak.
12th grade? Oh, wow.
My 12th grade, 8th grade, 7th grade.
Your 8th grade gym teacher's dream come true.
Fat ass coach, just give me little kids towels.
We had a lesbian gym teacher, and she would watch us all shower.
We did too, and she would watch us
right?
shower.
She looked like Alice from Brady Bunch.
She just stood there.
And she would hand us towels as we're like.
Did you guys dance?
As if it's like ballet, like Sadie service Hawkins in the shower.
You guys see? Her musical?
No, I just showered. But I think, you know what? 8th grade might have been the last year for showering. Maybe, yeah, because I don't think high school.
We only took a shower like once a year when we ran the mile.
I don't know.
I never showered.
I don't know that women went through that too. Had to shower.
I always like a PE teacher was a big old mean old dykey looking lesbian.
No, usually, she was like a skinny lesbian.
Yeah, mine looked like Jane Hathaway.
She would definitely like look at us.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Which one I'm going to pick out of there and pin
down? Popular girls would like put their lockers like in front of the mirror and stare at themselves while changing.
Narcissism at its finest, huh?
We had no mirrors.
We had no mirrors. You know, it was like their Instagram, you know, before Instagram.
Some flowery dude brought a compact.
I had no mirror, bro. I had no deodorant. Everyone had deodorant. I had nothing. My mom didn't buy me shit for that.
My mom didn't buy my brother anything either. All my shorts were cut off.
I would not even want to go shower unless I had like a flip flops or something. Ugh, dog.
I had no flip flops.
This dude flip flops.
Touching all that scum?
Ah, Toby.
I need my
sunscreen, a parasol.
Church of What's Happening.
That's it.
I was in the Church of What's Happening, and Joe Diaz got a Lee Sayak. Bro, why are you calling strip bar asking for the cover charge? I mean, money.
Tell that boy got coupons.
Where are you going to go inside? You're going to just watch the girls? Yeah, I'm going to just sit there.
He's not going to get any lap dances or pay extra.
You're
going
to sit way in the back and show with binoculars? Doesn't he know? Like, I was going to cut in and I say, but I'm going to, like, expose myself to the old schools, right? He's like, bro, go to the webpage and fucking print out the free coupon.
Dude, everybody has them.
Or go before 10 or whatever
there
that
you
is.
Go.
You know,
or talk to the manager
cover.
Of the comedy club. He'll take
shitty
you.
Shitty buffet, exactly.
You live in the valley.
Who is that, Lee?
That was decided on the podcast. Oh, what happened to Adam Murray, bro?
What happened?
Hey, so what happened was the manager at this club invited me to the strip bar and this Latin girl, she got all excited when she saw my Telemundo shirt.
No, Telemundo, yeah.
So she took me to the back and cut two. I'm at the ATM.
Cut two.
You ain't no player.
She charged him $80 and he didn't have it, bro. And he goes, and I try to go to the ATM. I just couldn't take $80 out. The machine makes you take out $100. And then the machine charges you $110.
I be budgeting, dog.
So, fool, it was all that drama, bro. I got hosed. So then he said that.
I got Jack once.
He called as soon as like it was time, like the. A minute when the fucking call-in center for the credit cards opened to plead his case that they robbed him.
A chargeback on a
chargeback, yeah.
I'd be like, I wasn't even there. I left my card.
And the lady said, sir, were you at a gentleman's club?
With your Telemeto shirt on.
So you ever got robbed at a strip bar?
No.
You ever robbed anybody?
Money, huh?
No.
No, see, women aren't dumb.
I mean,
like
Cardi B will rock with poisoning fools, bro.
Don't you go into a strip club expecting to be ripped off? Like, it's a place to get ripped off.
I went to a strip bar expecting not to drink shit from there.
Yeah.
You're trying to get one. Come out with a herpes.
Ain't no stripper going to put a drink in my mouth, bro. Hell no.
Well, you have to buy him a $20 beer.
You know, like you get a table, you get a bottle service.
You have to usually buy them a drink if they're going to spend time with you, and
it just fichera shit, right?
I said a little Eloy with poison in it.
I love that keloid. She did that. It keeps you guys on guard, on your tippy toes around us. You don't know what we're capable of.
We can drug you and fuck you up.
I'm capable of a lot.
You know? I was going to say Angel got robbed, but Angel robbed somebody.
I think she's a feminist hero now.
Yeah.
What? Stripper?
She's a feminist hero, Cardi B, for like drugging those guys.
Those guys are stupid, though.
Exactly. She's lucky she
never
got led to
the
face.
Those are the same guys that fall for the champagne room in Vegas.
Dude, and how about guys that go to strip clubs and have, like, jobs, and they go spend their whole check? Oh,
oh yeah.
Dude, I knew fools like that, dog. The whole check.
They're about exterminators.
Nah, dude. AC dudes.
There's strippers now that have wish lists, like Amazon wish lists, and then, like, their regular customers will buy them, like, an outfit or underwear that they list there.
I see my girl get off me and go, oh, I gotta go my regular.
Yeah.
I gotta stop this $10 lap dance you go over there.
Because it's usually like the old man at that one strip club I used to go exterminate at, like dudes in their 70s would go over there and get like a lap dance from their chick, but they'll give them like $100 and they'll have to put a condom on. He's all the grossest part. He's all, I put the condom on. So that way when he comes into the condom and not in his pants. Then, you know, grab the doggy bag and throw it away.
Oh,
that's
$100.
The old man's going over there getting rubbed on, Robert Kraft style. His dick still gets hard. Boom. Eruption.
But they're not having sex.
I saw a stripper one time walk.
No sex.
Somewhere with wipes, a box of wipes. And I like, did someone get cut in the back or what?
Well,
but I was just thinking that in my head. Like, ugh, somebody's bleeding in here. Gross. And I fucking left, dog. But I didn't know it was to wipe motherfuckers off.
Dude, at that same club,
gross.
There was like a little bag tied to the wall.
She was dressed like a nurse.
Ew.
And there was a bag nailed to the wall. Like just a regular bag, right? But that bag had wipes in it. Because the thing is, when you're exterminated in there, the lights are on. You see all the grossness.
Yeah. You got roaches with cum stains up.
Two roaches got caught in warfare.
Two roaches stuck together to a cum stain.
Dude, I'm telling you, this place had rats.
Oh,
you know what I mean? That's
God.
How bad it was.
That fucking rat had a mohawk.
You know? And then the strippers are like, go, hey, what's up? Can you come exterminate at my house? And it'd be like, oh, dude, this bitch got roaches too? Goddamn, who gave the place roaches? Whole place was infested.
Ugh. Well, they go in there with their suitcases because they got like 10 different outfits they got to put on.
It is disgusting.
So, of course, the roaches gonna get in the suitcase and try out a stripper's house for a week and be like, I don't like this bitch house. I'm going in somebody else's suitcase.
That little rat.
That's nasty.
That's a
disgusting
movie.
Fool. And this was like all like hearing this shit from a couple of the girls that were like not – that were shameless. And then like the girl that works the front, that works the register, the one that charges the people come in. And also the girls with their quotas, like how many dances did you do? And they all got to kick back to the DJ and the rest of the management in the club. Yeah,
you could kick back to everybody. Damn. I'd be robbing fools every day, man.
That's why they do it,
so
though.
Much. That's the problem.
So they get a kickback?
You have to kick back the DJ and the security.
Yeah,
and
not just
people.
One way. Yeah. You're it's like a corrupt-ass system.
Sure
that's why the
that.
Chicks do what they do, I think. In part.
But do they take your cash and your credit cards or just your cash?
Percentage of your tips.
Yeah.
So, but all of it.
Yeah.
Well, that happens in restaurants, too.
Yeah.
But you're tipping out the bartender, tipping out the host, busser. Tipping out the food runner or busser. Yeah, everybody. And when
service
I worked
industry.
At Mesa Grill, I had to tip 50% of my tips to everybody else.
Yeah, man. Dog. Little wipey's fucking hanging up on the wall, dog.
That's nasty. Now they got to make extra deals in there, bro.
Oh, yeah. Side deals, dog.
You got to pay the security guard to turn his back.
That, too. Mm-hmm. And if you're crafty, you can make more money. You know?
That's why I'm just thinking, like, that old guy could have just paid an extra $100 and probably gotten the real thing, you know?
Yeah, I think some dudes went in there to pipe.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Maybe he doesn't want to.
Yeah, that too.
I'm on a budget.
I don't want to get one pregnant.
They should make like a waterproof
strip club. I'm talking about grandpa's dog.
Grandpa's.
Nice.
Mando's dad.
But he used to pipe chicks in the parking lot.
Pioneer
chicken.
Mando told a story one time that he went to the grocery store and came back.
He's getting busy already.
Fuck.
Yeah, he was a real deal, dog. He was big time. Dog. Quick, dog.
That's
Tumando's dad?
Yeah, yeah.
But that's that's a straight up.
He just had ladies in the
that's
night.
That's a closer right there.
Yeah. What they would call strawberries, bro. How you doing? Strip yourself. How you doing? That's what you thought you were crazy, huh? Ba, 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 ba. No. What up? What's happening in Boston, by the way?
Hey, bro. You look gross. I knew that paisa. Paisa is like an immigrant guy from Mexico.
Who paisano.
No matter what, he never going to learn how to speak correct Spanish or English. Right? Ever in his life, man. This guy was open to his language with, hey, wait. Anyways, this fool, I used to work with him, bro. And this fool was fucking funny, dog. Oh, this fool would tell me that. He would fucking walk around at night and like, he was sometimes, you know, you see a rap at night, little bitch, golazo. Golazo means goal. cool. I mean, he sees a rat. He sees a rat, and he fucking sizes up his foot, and he kicks it like a soccer ball so it could fly, bro.
But if that fool is really good at soccer, dude, I can imagine him hitting a rat. Because if you're a regular dude, you ain't going to be able to smack a rat with your foot.
Yeah, bro, you have to canalize, bro.
Cheap leather shoes. All the Mexicans I knew always say, chingo de madre, bendejo.
That's the guy, man. But that fool, he says it, it's like a rap song, bro. It's like somehow it rhymes at the end. This dude said, and he was Terry Kim, he had a boyas, bro, like bumps on his forehead, around his eye, whatever.
Damn.
And he said, ¿qué pasó, pinche cara, güey? He goes, ma, pinche. He said that he got a haircut from a lady and she had an infected comb.
Bro. Oh,
dude.
I didn't believe it, bro. I thought maybe he was a dirty stripper.
How does he know? It could have come from somewhere. It could have,
but it's funny that you say that because I knew a girl. They went to go get a pedicure and then she came back with hongos on her feet, dog.
Fungus?
Oh, yeah, dog.
And that's how I do my own feet.
Exactly. Is that I'm limber, why?
You know? I could reach my feet. I do yoga. I could paint my own fucking toenails. You're limber,
he's timber.
I don't need that. Ben's cousin doing my toes.
But it does happen, right?
Yeah. That's, brutal. I didn't know how that good they're cleaning more, those out.
Because they don't screwed all sanitize up. Properly. So.
Dude, that's bogus.
I mean, you don't want to be all paranoid.
Yeah.
Everywhere you go, like, are they going to wipe down the forks and the knives?
I leave paranoid after a conversation like this, bro.
Yeah, man. Like, wash hands and everything.
I don't want to be in his car anymore.
Like a death trap.
Get a staph infection.
Like, the last time, like, I was grossed out one time because he told me he threw up because he was smelled something. And then after that, I never again went inside Alfred Robles' car. The Hulk, the green car he had.
It was the color of this. He made that a mercury. For it,
why would you get a green car? You can't sell that ever.
He threw it away.
But I remember I farted so bad one time, man. I killed these fools.
Not me, though. Him. He threw up. Where she killed you?
Oh, my God.
Like, yeah.
Does stuff make you throw up if you get grossed out?
The Blair Witch Project made me throw up.
Are you serious?
I was working camera, at a movie theater when that movie came out. And like... Oh, actually, it didn't make me throw up. It made everybody in the theater throw up, and I'd have to, like, wipe it up.
I felt nauseous, not at the Blair Witch Project, but a movie similar to that. It was that punk rock documentary.
D.G. Allen. Look, that was just the added footage.
Yeah.
Him just shitting on his hand, throwing it at his audience.
You know,
no, it was moving. It wasn't even the content.
It wasn't stable.
But it was crazy. Yeah, at the end. Guy goes on
it was
stage,
like extra footage on
and
video.
And then... As soon as he starts singing, G.G. Allen,
it's called Hated.
Some dude walks up to him and punches him right in the face.
I seen it on VHS.
He starts bleeding, and he's still singing. And then some chick runs up to him to hit him too, but he fucking punches the fuck out of him. He gets fucking knocked out. And then he gets punched by three other guys, and then he fucking takes a shit on stage, grabs it, puts it on his face, and he starts throwing it at the people.
Yeah, G.G. Allen and the murder joke.
He was first. Everybody else is a phony, right?
He was a hardcore, beyond.
Because the mentors are hardcore, but he was first, right?
Yeah, they were after him, but he's a...
Ozzy kind of copped him too, huh?
I don't think Ozzy went even all the way. He's all the way, dog. He said he would go on stage,
he's
first thing he'd do...
completely gone.
Take a shit. Yeah.
And throw it at the audience, grab a 40, take a drink, and break it over his
and
head.
And then he'd just fight crazy. Everybody in the audience, yeah.
It was wild.
Yeah.
Like punk shit.
Todd Parker.
No, Todd Phillips. He used to be a friend
Phillips.
Of mine.
Todd Phillips.
Who made Old School, Hangover, all that stuff. He made G.G. Allen Hated at first.
That is crazy.
And then his second documentary was the Fish documentary. And he didn't even like fish, but he followed them around their European tour.
He started taking acid and he couldn't tell what he
never,
liked anymore.
I don't think he ended up liking them. He just thought it was interesting, the phenomenon of everybody following them like the dead, you know. So he wanted to document that. But he wasn't a fan.
Wow.
But that was interesting.
They're just all fish. Unemployed. Like, fish fans, mm-hmm. They're just hoping fish hires them.
They get money somewhere from their mom or something, right? It's a big operation that they run.
Oh, it's huge. They make a ton of money.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Anybody trolling you this week?
Nah.
What happened last week?
Last week, no one trolled me. I've been out of business.
Have you heard from your dad, John Leguizamo?
No.
Have you heard from him, bro?
I'm still waiting for those checks.
Somebody was trolling you?
No, I troll myself. I troll my family, bro. Man. I bring up shit that only we all know. About that time you shit on the stairs. Marcelo getting trolled.
By who? Who's fucking with her?
Well, I don't know about trolling online, but, you know, she got death threats and all that stuff whenever she posts something political. But.
I get trolled, yeah.
What do they say? The regular Asian
by a keyboard warrior? Shit?
They want to beat me up.
What?
Yeah. Oh,
dudes, right?
Oh, remember when we were doing Asian the dudes. Fucking, when we were doing getting done with high?
Uh-huh.
And the people were talking shit on that page.
Oh, yeah. People love talking
shit. They were telling
shit.
Us, they were saying stuff like, oh, they're not even really smoking weed. You have horrible, you're the worst guest ever.
Meanwhile, we're like super high out of our minds. It's like, if that's the shit you're going to talk, she doesn't smoke enough. Like, yeah. I'll take it. That's pretty good. That's like pretty not
big,
that bad.
We have big ass balloons fucking weed, bro. At getting done with high at the coach house. And people are talking shit. They're not really smoking weed. This is whack. Worst guest ever.
What are you talking about? You guys are still, I mean, look at Doug Benson's eye. You guys are fucking off the roof high.
I passed my shit to the audience, bro.
Yeah, people talk shit. I get trolls.
Keyboard warriors.
What do they say?
But the better question is, where do you guys get your perms?
Oh, that's your perm? I should match it well.
My hair started curling after I let it go.
Right,
long.
If you're, you if your did? Hair on top
yeah,
is...
Yeah, and it was never curly, though.
My shit was never curly.
I always dreamed that I'd wake up one day and it would be curly automatically. Like, I have to spend an hour to do
it. I wanted my shit to be curly as a little kid. I just go like this with my hair.
You know what? Your hair looks like... ramen before it's cooked, and then Felipe's yours looks like ramen after it's cooked.
We're trying to take a bite now.
That fucking over there, Fusilli.
Oh man,
Fusilli.
Who's that?
I've always had a problem.
Oh, that one that they said on that message. That's who it is, Fusilli.
No, oh, pasta Fusilli.
It's a pasta.
Round.
Oh. Pork pasta. It's making a comparison to the ramen.
Mr. Fusilli.
No, he sent a message on the Instagram that had him in another
dude. Sebastian's uncle.
Oh, no, that was the guy from Pretty in Pink. John Cryer. No, that's John Cryer. You don't know John Cryer? You never saw that movie, Pretty in Pink?
I've seen it. It looks like a guy in a rockabilly
band. We need
band.
A sequel, Pretty in Purple.
Pretty in Pink? John Cryer?
John Cryer.
Oh, John Cryer. You didn't get it?
Ducky?
I got it. I mean, it's cool, but I mean, I didn't get it. Oh, my God! Like, oh, cool,
I don't think
right
it's
on.
That kind of joke anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah. It's cool, bro. Chuckle. Next.
So would you start stand-up at the Laugh Factory, the Comedy Store, the Ice House Improv?
No, I started at the Comedy Studio in Harvard Square in Boston.
How was that?
That was, I had a graduation class. Cause,
oh,
I went to a 6-week comedy class. At
I wanted to go to one. No one wanted me the fucking $500.
Damn! Oh. 500.
I went to a bunch of them for the free initiation class just to learn.
Greg the Dean. Mexican scholarship.
Yep, Greg Dean. I went to
Bob. You audited the class.
Yes.
Right? Yeah.
I went to another time in a different disguise. But I just preloaded on each class.
That's such a good idea. Go in disguise. I love that. I took a class from Steve Kalishman. He was this Jewish comedian in Boston, and he was on Jeopardy. And we were all like, our teacher was on Jeopardy.
He was on Jeopardy.
That was his one credit.
Oh shit! Greg Dean taught Andy Garcia. I went home. He didn't do stand up.
Yeah. So my graduation class was at the Comedy Studio in Harvard Square. It's like at the third floor of the Hong Kong restaurant. So I just invited all my friends, and I had these dick jokes, and all my friends were so shocked that I had these jokes about my dick when we hung out watching Patriots game, and I didn't mention nothing about dicks then, you know. So
what made you mention dicks on stage if you didn't talk about it in real life?
I guess it's just an easy go-to.
Oh,
right?
Wasn't it you were fascinated?
I mean, I was fascinated.
Like Esther never talks about dicks when we hang out.
Now that dick right there needs a bow tie.
That dick needs a mole.
Yeah. Someone get to that dick some headphones.
Hey, some chicks, bro, when they cheat on you, shut up, bitch. You didn't fuck my man, bitch. Your man had a mole in his dick. Oh, shit.
Dang.
Well, that's Bill Clinton's dick became the topic of conversation. Talking about how curved it was and everything. Remember during the...
Well, playing saxophone will make it curved. Uh-huh. Because
that fool was hung like that?
Yeah, it's curved.
Because he kind of leaned to the right, bro.
I thought he was supposed to lean to the
He's
left.
He's not a centrist.
I think we should all have a GoFundMe for Monica Lewinsky. You know, poor girl.
What the fuck is she talking about? She has half a million followers, dog.
She's selling what?
She has her own lipstick line.
Oh, lipstick? I thought you said elliptical.
Huh.
Lipstick? I guess it goes with the blowjob.
Yeah. You have it, right? The lipstick?
Right.
Monica Lewinsky lipstick?
Have the kind of lips that the president wants to mouth fuck.
Are you joking?
I thought you did.
You really thought I had Monica Lewinsky lipstick? I never even heard of it.
She should do the whole lip market. She should do lip balm, lip exfoliator, lip injections.
Cast. That'd be a way to embrace it.
Cold sores.
You know? You got to know your...
That's when she's older. She'll go to the cold sore market.
We got
to
find a cure fillers. For cold sores.
No cure for herpes. How can nobody works on a cure
That's
for herpes?
That's what I'm saying. What's
too busy, rich people are too busy worrying about losing hair.
Because herpes people are too busy infecting other people with herpes to care.
Sometimes you know, you go in there man, looking for it, and then you look at the person looking for it too, just look at him like,
hey. There's only one more vial left.
That happened to me, man, and then like, we both were reaching for it.
And then?
There's only one that works, one that burns.
There's a love connection.
The Orajel one.
Because it says earwax works.
I never tried it. It's supposed to work.
You never have one, so.
I love taking out earwax.
Yeah, bro, earwax.
What color is your earwax?
Yellow and gold.
Mine's white.
What?
White?
And it's
like
dry.
A little dab, huh?
Everybody else. Yeah, everybody else.
You've been drinking too much horchata.
Everybody else has like yellow earwax. Yeah. But I'm already yellow, so mine is white.
Trying to be having a little fucking the dark one, man.
That little brown. Yeah, I got sometimes.
And little bobas in there.
It just falls out. You ever get it when it just like pops out?
It's like a gross.
No, when you fly, your earwax builds up for some reason. It's such a treat.
Cool, Richard Chang, bro. That fool made a bomb at horchata with fucking flan inside.
Yeah, for the vegan festival.
A friend of ours, a comedian.
Yeah, he was there with a few items, but he had a... I don't know if I like that, though. And I love flan and horchata. Yeah.
I love that.
That's like too much sugary.
It's supposed to be like boba kind of...
Richard Chang...
But I just felt like something was rotten.
Figured
like
out
it was,
how to make a Mexican boba tea. Horchata and flan.
I wouldn't
Black
say
beans.
It's like boba.
Black beans.
Dude, I tasted a bomb-ass horchata that had coconut water in it. Mm. That was bomb.
Anything with coconut is amazing.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. What's up,
dog? Wasn't that
we're
awkward?
All,
that was
we're
a
all
moment,
smiling
moment, moment
of
who's silence. Driving, this one's mine.
This dude says Asians have flaky earwax type. I don't think that's
yes.
true.
Talking about.
It's true.
Across,
it is flaky.
Across all Asians?
What? Yes.
I don't know about that.
I know like...
Have anybody, any Asian viewers who know differently?
I found out the Asians put like hot water in their ear and then like leak that out. Is that true?
I guess I'm not that Asian.
Okay.
I don't do that.
How you lick it out? How you reach?
Oh, no. They like just let it sip out. Like they
Mexican, steep. We fold up any paper, like a cone, and stick it in our ear and then light the other end.
Have you done that too?
Like, fuck, no. That's going to work.
People talk about ready. Never used.
Your mom was smoking while doing it and shit. Yeah.
I've seen it done to some to a person, but that shit didn't work for him.
Another shit my mom did was she got like a piece of cotton and then some kind of herb and put it in my ear.
See, that's better.
And olive oil and some
she's
herb.
Probably using something to draw it out or something.
And then she like cut this chicken.
The olive
fire.
Oil is the best thing to put in there to break
and
it apart.
And she spit blood at me.
Olive oil is the best thing to break it apart slowly. Or
we
peroxide.
Use olive oil
peroxide
for,
and olive oil.
In my house, we use olive oil for everything except cooking, bro. Everything, bro. For the earwax. You have a stomach ache.
You use vapor rub for cooking, right?
Fuck yeah.
There was a sobadora in my neighborhood that used olive oil for to sobar.
We used it for prayer. Olive oil, because...
in the Bible, they anointed everybody.
Right here, man. Trying to get rid of that calico cat.
I was like, I was at somebody's house one time, bro, and they want to get oily and shit.
What is that? Wait a minute. They wanted to get oily.
All oily and shit.
You mean for sex?
Oily, dog.
All oily.
You mean for sex?
They brought up the big old tanker, bro, the olive oil.
The tanker?
The one that fucking the Godfather sold, bro.
Genco Olive Oil Company.
It was Genco, dog.
You're lying.
Yeah, bro, all big.
Oh, the big old tin can, old school gas can.
I thought she would light me on fire, bro.
Hey, Frank Sabera pops up. Hey, Kasarich. That's his name is Genco in the movie, right?
Yeah, man.
Tight,
yeah,
huh?
Company,
So why did you move to LA? What made you move to LA?
I got a job on a sketch show.
What show?
You know, I always wanted to move to LA, but I didn't know how to buy a car. So I just like put that off. I was like, I'll just stay in New York.
So you never had a car?
No. I had a job where I had a company car, so I didn't really need to know how to get a car. Like, they just gave me a car. And when somebody just gives you something, you don't know how to do it, right? So then I just, like, moved to L.A. recently. Now I know how to get a car.
When did you move here?
LA, 2 years ago.
Oh, really?
Just 2 years?
It's been a long time.
There's a lot for 2 years, man.
I know.
Got your name out there.
I swear. Yeah, I've
people
seen
are still
you.
Asking, who the fuck is Johnny?
He knows us.
John Leguizamo is still calling.
Trying to be a standard.
Most of the AVNs.
I did, and I just want
to
say I'm so
you
sorry.
You hosted ABN?
I did.
That's badass.
That's why I missed your podcast the first time you
so good.
You booked me because had just gotten back from Vegas.
So there Ron Jeremy and
that, very hard. Sunday.
What was it? Did you write a lot of material? Did somebody write jokes for you? What happened?
No, I already have a lot of like sex big material, joke. So I just did that. I just had to like narrow down what I'm going to do actually.
Talk about the kind of awards you had to give out.
Well, I didn't give out any because they let the porn stars give them out. So I introduced the other
people.
Porn stars.
So you did like a little bit of time and then bring the people out.
Yeah.
To get
so
the audience back up.
It was cool.
What kind of award were they getting? Best
like
word?
Best anal.
Best anal.
Best blowjob. I think that's like
who
the highest award you can get. I forget what her name is, but. She wears Monica Lewinsky lipstick. That's how
blow
win.
You away.
Best threesome, probably.
Best group sexy, best orgy. They have all kinds of categories, but it's solos. Hilarious because these girls are so serious about it. You know, like they cry.
They thank God.
No,
that's the Oscar
they're like Snoop Dogg. I like to thank me for all the hard work I put in. You know, so it's.
I'd be funny. Are you a girl? I want to thank my dad for molesting me, and I moved out at 13 years old. And I met this guy in a van, and he took photos of me.
My life
they
has
went
never
viral.
Been
then I hooked up with little Shorty in the valley.
No, they think like Carly Cross one, and she
valley.
Like thanked
you know
her
Shorty,
husband.
Right?
Oh yeah,
she has like a porn star husband. They're who, like they're who? Like the homecoming queen and
who?
Carly Cross.
I don't know who that is.
She's all huge now.
She's this beautiful girl, this porn star.
The fuck?
Oh, man.
We're being abducted by aliens.
What's her about name? Kelsey Monroe? Was she there?
Probably.
All right. Not the man. Old school chicks anymore, huh? The retirees. Like,
don't like
yeah, they don't go.
That's Carly Cross?
No,
never seen
she's
her.
Some girl from my high school got nominated for something.
Oh, really?
What's her name?
Her real name's Valerie. I don't know like her porn name.
Not Carly Cross. Maybe
there's
I'm having mixing up the names.
Oh man!
You know, but I think if you're gonna do porn, you should get like a name that. Like,
what's going on here? I put my glasses.
No, now, like somebody's boss just walked by. They had to click on it because
I
you show
right?
porn.
Now
you have to
small.
Title this not safe for work.
Glasses.
It's small for them. They don't see it. It's
okay.
way in the back.
Phew.
Were there like guys too on the show, like guys getting awards?
Yeah, yeah. There were like straight guys getting awards and everything.
We met a porn star on, I met him, that black dude.
Yeah, he was in between us.
What was his name? Love what?
I don't remember. He was this big black dude though.
Lexington Steel.
Love Lexington. I don't know, love something.
Lexington Steel
but,
probably.
But that guy only does porn. He does clean porn.
He does it.
Christian porn?
Where, like it's, where the lighting is real nice and it's like two white girls and one black guy and the makeup is really done.
High-end porn.
High-end, yeah.
Yeah, because there's so much. It just runs the gamut now with, like, cell phones and everything.
But he gets offered. He does on the side. He fucks guys' wives in front of them.
Yeah.
Oh, I do that, too, when I go on the road.
I enjoy a couple of deals.
Suck on my big toe, you know what I'm saying? Get a mess.
Cuckold porn, right?
Yeah, what?
That's, cuckold.
That's what you call it, a cuckold if you watch,
if
right?
You, if you're the watcher, you're the one who's being cheated on.
How fucking weird is that?
I would only watch... If there's someone strangling me too and jerking me off.
Hey like, man, they gotta charge double for that.
I
don't
have to be a strong
chick. I feel like
dog.
I'm fighting it off at least. Like, but they're jerking me off too, you know. Like, let it go! Stop! Fuck! I feel so good, you know.
Yeah. That's a real conflict of emotion.
Yes, man, yeah, it's a struggle. Like... Am I gonna choke to death or am I gonna come first?
I hate that. I hate
I'm
that.
Cry.
Get carotene though.
No, I've been just thinking about it lately.
Lately, why? Why?
Not in my head.
Keep that in your head next time.
Oh,
no, because we're like, I saw a massage parlor and it said four hands.
Yeah.
And I said, what the fuck is four hands? There's two massage chicks.
Two women. Yeah.
They were going to strangle me, but this one robs me. And that's when I came up with the idea.
Oh, those are great. Four hands? feel so good. They get every part of your body.
Man, you get forehands everywhere you walk.
I've never had forehands. What do you mean forehands?
Like there's two people massaging you at the same time. It's like a threesome massage. It feels good.
And then one in your head. Well, nah. I need one, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want surprises at all the different parts of me. Like, oh.
Yeah, but make sure you smoke weed before you go into the massage parlor. So it feels extra nice. You know?
Soothing.
Don't go in there sober. That's such a waste
everywhere
of money.
I get installed first. Hey, big man.
So that lady at the Thai massage place. Big she man. Said, baby big. Baby big. We were like, why did she say baby big? We're still trying to figure it out all these years later.
I'm looking for an old dude who looks like Robert Kraft so we could do an Instagram sketch.
Oh, they're out there. There was one walking outside
do
right
it,
now.
Do it with Fraser. Well, Fraser. He's not chubby, but he could do it. Yeah.
How you doing, Esther?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I need a fatter one.
Alan Steven, no. Who looks like that guy?
Eddie Pepitone.
Oh, Eddie Pepitone could do it, maybe.
There you
put
go.
Put a little wig on him. Because he's balding, right?
Yeah. He doesn't have his hair.
No, the other guy from the Comedy Store.
Don
Barris?
No, the other fool. The old guy.
Argus
Hamilton.
He's too...
It doesn't fit the Kraft profile.
Yeah, you need like a chubby face.
Some fool that eats a lot of mac and cheese.
A fat guy.
Somebody manager.
You know, because they say there's video out there of it.
Yeah.
I gotta see this.
Yeah, how did this not get released? I have a video on everything.
Yeah,
else
so that's I'll release it on my Instagram and I'll be the massage
girl.
That's
probably what he's
fighting
right
day spa.
Only about the copy. A bunch of cops have seen it already laughed, right?
Oh, the cops already saw it.
Dude, they're probably like high-fiving
this
and like
some
collapsing.
Cop like this recording and showing his wife.
Oh, so there are two videos. It happened twice.
See, that's
a
porn. Yeah. A Robert Kraft parody. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Ever since I came back from the avians, I'm like writing porn scenes. Gotta get it out of my system.
Did they fly off first class?
You know,
four-star hotel?
Regular class. Southwest. I got a hotel suite. That was nice. Yeah.
Big window in Vegas?
Yeah, I got a balcony. It was nice.
Then anybody offer you? You should do movies.
Well, I gotta reply to those emails. No, I get these emails. They're like, I'd like to book you for a porn scene in Czechoslovakia. I'm like, I don't do porn.
Tag the sponsor.
You know?
For reals, man, like when
why'd you point at me?
No, because what's her name? Cummings.
Whitney Cummings
went to a little show in Saudi Arabia and they wanted to keep her over there.
Well, she was afraid that this I don't know if it was the king or somebody over there. I don't know if it was Saudi Arabia. It might have been Dubai. It was whoever, some
Russell
prominent
Peters.
Guy over there brought her to do comedy, right? But then he bought her a dress, like a decent proposal, you know? He bought her a dress to, like, wear.
And she didn't blow him?
And
come on, Whitney! Like,
no,
team
she told us on Howard. She told us on
Whitney
Howard.
Cummings, right?
Yeah, a long time ago. She
probably thought the name Whitney Cummings.
Yeah, your last name is Cummings. I want to come.
Esther Cummings.
Right. Yeah, so she left before
I was almost
the
Esther
night
Goo.
Was over. Before, like, she did the show, and I think she went back to her hotel. She called her agent, and she said, I have to get out of here tonight. And she flew out, like... In the middle of the night or in the next morning, like she didn't want to spend the night there at the hotel. She was afraid something was
come on, it would have been a good gig. I'm sure Saudi Arabia, they got oil. He would have paid, you know, put up with it. Put up with it for a year, put your tour on hold and come back and have an amazing movie.
Yeah, man.
Right?
The material.
Opportunity.
Got material.
She's going out the door, Whitney.
I Googled hummus bath.
No, but that pubic hair, the Saudi Arabian hair system going on, like there were some girls at my church who got arranged marriage to a guy from Jordan, and I wasn't jealous of her. Like they assigned her like somebody to marry, and
she was cool with it.
I mean, if you love
you
God, you gotta be cool with it.
Can't do much about it.
I wasn't cool with it. I was like, I'm out of here. But you know, sometimes you just get assigned a Middle Eastern husband.
You're saying like he has a big bush or what?
They're just
or she's
hairy
supposed to grow
in general. Oh. Well, she was Filipino. She's probably hairy too.
I don't know.
Not as hairy as.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
It all depends where you go, man. El Paso, everybody's hairy, bro.
They are.
Yeah, man. I went with a comedian. He must have fucked like three chicks that week, right? The white dude. And by fucking Saturday night. Second show, he was drunk, opened up his show like this. Does anybody here fucking shave their fucking bush?
Oh, my God.
You're lying, dog.
He's frustrated with the bush.
That's hilarious.
I'm not lying, bro. Fuck. White chicks.
Were these fans that he had gone home with?
No, he was on stage. Yeah.
Oh.
But he opened up on stage, bro.
Audience members.
He goes, man, every national, I'm going to just tell the mayor, have an ordinance. He did a whole 2 minute bit of
it. Was that an ordinance?
I was dying.
I never shaved my bush for my first boyfriend. I didn't know. I just like kept it like fluffy, like his hair. You know, like I didn't like take care of it or anything. And then I went to my second boyfriend. I was like, oh, I think I'm supposed to like shave.
Yeah,
I
nobody tells
porn.
You.
Yeah, nobody tells you. And if you don't,
but, you don't
have to match.
Times change,
yeah,
though.
If your mom ain't a freak, she ain't gonna be able to tell you.
Yeah, exactly. My mom had a full bush and armpit hair, so I just didn't know.
My mom had hairy legs.
She didn't have fucking time to shave. Seven kids and a husband who probably wouldn't leave her alone.
There you go.
How should I shave her legs? You guys are knocking on the shower door.
Will come out through it, bro.
Ew.
That was bullet.
Ew.
That was bored. We didn't have toys. I used to fish with my stockings.
Oh,
really, bro? Yeah, I've seen people catch
choke my brother
like
with a motherfucking dog.
Oh my Damn. God!
Used to
dude.
Play robbers.
Look at Hillside
they'll get,
Strangler.
They'll
over
get
here.
One leg, look the other leg with like Siamese robbers, bro. Ugh, you don't have blood. So you didn't know you have to shave?
I didn't
someone,
know.
Someone
you don't
tell
have to
you,
shave.
Like, he gave me like a little hint, like he gave a little raise.
No, he never. He never said anything. I was with him for a year and a half.
You
I never
like
shaved. No, nothing. And I would make him eat me out every time before we had sex.
He loved you.
Like Mussolini right there, huh? You're like Kim Jong, huh? Eat that
I'm like,
shit.
If you don't eat me out,
he's
you
like,
won't go in.
He's down there making out with a building. He's down there making out with
hey,
a building
you know
hipster,
what?
Bro.
You guys make the rules. It's not bad rules.
Yeah, so he did
good.
It.
But you're working,
you
dog.
But
it's not really
know.
A rule. It's like a necessity. You need that in order to lubricate.
You
got to
get wet somehow,
right.
You know?
Get a glass of water.
Well, you got Mesa, Arizona.
That's what she's saying.
This well
is
dry.
That's what she's saying. If you don't do that, if you don't go down, I mean, it's not going in because it's not going to be wet. You're not going to be stimulated.
Yeah, you got to train them.
We're here with the Sahara.
You're saying I'm the Sahara?
No, I'm just saying the Sahara. You're going to... I'm just saying the example she said, like Sahara. Yeah. Down on me first.
This, over here, grandma in the sand dunes.
You gotta cuddle for you. Gotta kiss first.
Oh, dude, it's funny that you have the rule. Me, I just went straight.
My dad never waited, bro.
Yeah, it's up to the girls to make the rules, right?
Yeah.
But if a guy just goes that way right away, you're like, oh, I didn't even have to train.
It's our job to stop them.
Yeah.
You know.
Enough.
Stop.
Enough.
Like, ow.
Like, hey, stop. Pay first.
I'm too wet.
Pay first.
Hey, no checks, no checks.
What are you, Croft? Hey. It's the Croft, babe.
Hilarious, dude.
Yeah, so.
Oh, man.
But these girls now, they don't like, they're just bald down there now.
Bone, man.
Ooh. You know?
That is. A little
like
something.
Like an empty taco, bro.
Just the shell.
Just the shell.
I keep some hair, so I don't want to attract pedophiles, you know? Like. Some girls, like, just get rid of all of it.
But. Johnny shaves down there, right, Johnny?
I trim. Yeah, I shave, but I like to get to a point where I got to trim it.
You actually knew this? Or are you just guessing?
I just figure he does.
They went to the spa together.
And you trim it what?
Oh, I trim it down to a size. Because, like, I used to keep it really long, like the top of my head, but now I trim it down.
How do you know? Like, I don't even check how long it is, though.
Oh, man, it was long.
I just usually look at my face in the mirror, but this guy over here waiting for his butthole to blink.
I guess he has
well,
two mirrors.
He lost weight. He's able to see everything.
He lost weight, man. He had to shave. He couldn't find his penis. He had to shave around it.
It's like a Brillo pad.
He has a landing strip.
I try to be all like all cleaned up one time. I got an ingrown hair, dog.
Oh, gross, man.
That do happen.
You just slice it open.
Yeah, you gotta just like pluck
and then
it
just
out,
let the hair loose. And then pluck it.
What time I had that
shit? I don't be able to cut that shit too much, cut into my balls.
What time I had that lot of baby powder, bro?
To cut down just to keep your ass like not all
so
like,
fucking
you get testicular cancer. Ball or penile cancer.
I'm full
that.
Powder now.
Yeah, penile cancer.
I didn't know there was a
nobody even knows that, but I tell them about that.
Well, I've known it for years. Since I was a kid.
That.
I don't
we
know
don't
why.
You don't read the back of shit, man.
Like it's gonna tell you.
We
huh?
don't read instructions.
Well, no, I mean there's been
as of late a lot of stuff.
What's up, Esther? You know about this?
There's always been a connection between talc and cancer.
But we grew up with talco.
I know. And also chalk.
And baby powder?
Chalk. Yeah. Also, like their baby powder and people.
Oh, God, we had a chalkboard in every classroom.
And you're not supposed to put baby powder on sensitive parts. And, you know, whoa. Especially like for girls, you're not supposed to put
we
it
We could all
their
get a huge settlement
like
from Johnson & Johnson.
Well, I think a lot of, actually, like, there's a black community trying to say that, like, they were never educated about that. Through, you know, the marketing and all that stuff, and like consumer information was kept from them. I don't know if that's true because everybody I talk to doesn't even know it, regardless of what their race or ethnicity is. But it just isn't widely spread. But when I was a kid growing up, my mom never bought powder and she never let us use powder.
Yeah, it's flour, huh?
But all my friends were using powder. No, we didn't use anything. No, we're not. First of all, I'm not moist everywhere. I don't understand this need for powder everywhere.
I know, right?
I don't get it.
Like my brother, bro, looks like a white face, bro. Looks like Rodrigo in the morning.
What's he putting powder on his face for?
My brother would be naked. I'm not throwing powder over him.
When he was a baby?
Oh, you mean as a baby.
I've seen that.
Yeah, the powder's no good. And for boys, you could get penile cancer.
My little brother, everybody thought he was Mozart.
But there's a high incidence of ovarian cancer and cervical cancer.
We're killing each other.
Women who had
especially
used powder.
Anything that affects you when you do it like as a baby. Mm-hmm. You know, Takeda Love, she took like her mom's birth control pills, and that's how she got big tits. She ate her mom's birth control pills when she was a baby. And she said her mom is like a size A and she's like a double D.
Damn.
This is a porn star?
Could be her.
No, she's a comedian.
Oh.
Yeah, it could be her.
But it doesn't always come from your mom. It doesn't always come from your mom. It can come from your grandmother or your dad's grandma's.
Yeah.
Grandmother, or dad's mother, too.
That's true.
What could come like?
The heredity.
Your heredity in your chest. Yeah. Your boobs.
Well, that's what she believes.
The family that everybody, all the women in the family have big titties. Dude, there was a family on my street. They were from Sinaloa, too. Well, everybody had jugs. A grandma, long old ones. Everybody.
They're just kids, huh? Yeah, they're dudes. They had long cheeks.
The grandma had a little parakeet, dog. Chichona! Everybody had big titties.
I knew a family, bro. I realized that the whole family was ugly as fuck.
Was a family where everybody's fat, bro. Not even one skinny person.
Everyone's fat, bro. Even have a 1-year-old baby, he's fat too. He's like fluffy,
those are
bro.
The cutest.
They have fucking thick ass fingers like shrimp.
Like that little marshmallow boy.
They're eating fucking scented candles on the side.
I didn't want to point it out one time, but we were at the, we were just walking by, but we were at the airport, and there was a big old baby, like a big ass baby.
And in his own bag.
The mom didn't want to feed him because already was feeding time, so this fool wouldn't stop crying and getting mad. Everything she would hand him, like a little, like a device, he'll just throw it. Like, he was just throwing a fit. I was like, God damn.
Who took my pizza?
If you don't feed this fool, he's going to eat your ass one day. That really tripped me out.
Oh, you when you were little, Johnny?
Oh, man. I was a fat baby. I came out fat.
You were a fat baby, Esther Cool.
You know what? I was so fat. My dad thought I was like gonna grow up to be ugly, and my dad like
and they left
told my mom like, "Oh, she's fat and ugly."
Damn,
and
you're
like,
lying.
No,
as a baby,
threw her the
as a baby,
bitch.
It's like I'm lucky that he didn't throw me.
I'm going last. How many big family or little family?
5 kids.
Wow, I love big people.
Yeah,
I got busy, huh?
3 brothers and 2 sisters.
Were they super religious?
Super religious.
Yeah, I was wondering, like
Christian?
Yeah, evangelical, hardcore,
like
Jesus,
like PK's family.
Well, you know, like Korean missionaries, mm-hmm. like they go to freaking Saudi Arabia, they go to China, and like I'm lucky that my parents chose Chicago. You know, like I could have been like ended up somewhere
Louisiana,
Delaware.
Well, in another country, in Africa, or who knows? You know,
wild.
But yeah, super religious.
You have any days coming up?
And, oh, you know what? White people got, like, more points. Like, if you brought, like, a white person to church, you got more points than if you brought a Mexican. Sorry, guys.
For real?
Because, like, they're just easier to, like, recruit, you know?
Let me dumb this fool down. Oh, he already is. What?
Yeah, I'll be in Arkansas November 1st and 2nd.
Where at?
The Grove Comedy Club. And I'll be at the Long Beach Laugh Factory tonight.
Tonight, Wednesday.
For all you live listeners.
This week,
there,
fool, I'll be in Dallas at the Arlington Improv, March 29th through the 31st, Charlotte, North Carolina, Comedy Zone, April 4th through the 6th. Tacoma, Washington, April 18th through the 20th. In Albuquerque at the Isleta Resort, April 27th Spanish shows. Here we go. Riverside, April 9 at Live Arts Center of Riverside. Viva Los Chistes with Rodrigo Torres, Johnny Rizzo. I mean, Martin Rizzo. He shouldn't be there. Get tickets at the door. San Diego, April 13, Comedy Palace in the Gold Room, fool. Yeah. What, Flaco having a show, bro? I don't even know the date.
Well,
I didn't know yet. I didn't say yes.
Yeah, he's like, he hit me up, hey, dude, you call him? Can you talk to him? I'm all, dude, I told him last time he said he would do it. But he thought, we're going to do our own show, like, on another date. Just
then he takes me to the Ice Hall. I never said yes.
Yeah, you said no yes to any of those shows. So I know he has like three of them going on, or two of them. One's at
Stephen's. These are fundraiser shows?
Yeah, yeah. One's at Stephen's Steakhouse.
We're not going to do Stephen's Steakhouse.
And one's maybe at the Ice House. So yeah, I told him it's up to him. The whole thing is like, you know, don't, you know, hit him up, but, you know, don't, like, I don't want to be telling you every time I see you, hey, dog.
Then Mando hit me up. He wanted to be in the show. I said, bro, I told Mando, I didn't even know the date of that show.
Yeah, yeah, when is the show?
How about you run it, be in it?
Yeah, because I talked to Mando on Saturday. He's like, hey, man, whatever I can do to help. Well, I don't have the date of anything that we're doing.
Put me in too, bro.
I haven't heard anything.
Yeah, so I mean,
nobody's told me about it.
You know, the only thing Felipe, I told Flacco, he said, yeah, but we're going to do it on our own terms. And that's it. So he has a date.
No, I don't know Flacco. Is he fat?
Fuck no. He's like this skinny with no legs.
There you go.
How about we
just my type.
He's my goal weight.
How about we just donate to him him or something?
But I'd like to know Ryan.
Because I don't want to do another paid show. We almost weren't able to do this free Kevin and Bean April Foolishness that you're going to be
That's
on.
That's why I'm doing April Foolishness.
On 26th.
That's what I figured.
Because we had an issue with that because he's going to do Microsoft Theater, I think, in October. Like, we got to have enough time with... You know, he's got to kind of lay low a little bit. Occasional Comedy Store spots here and there. I don't know about a fundraiser thing where he's advertised and all that. You know what I mean? I don't know. I'll see.
What's up, fool? Look at that message.
Somebody's got to talk to me, though. Listening. Yeah, call me, though.
Nobody give a fuck if you're here, dog.
Who? Omega Man.
Wow. I think he has a talcum powder story.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Mega Man's here, man. What's up, Mega Man?
So does do your parents, like, freak out at what you do or what you say? Have they
not
ever seen
all.
You?
She told us she's a pastor.
Not at all.
Well, pastor I have a lot of followers.
The pastor of laughs.
Church.
Of
I don't laughter. Know. The thing is, my siblings, they're all crazier than me. Yeah. So I don't think I phase them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy how, though?
How can you? How can they compete with hosting
the porn awards?
I'm touring with Joey Diaz, bitch.
Hard dicks and big pussy lips.
I have a transgender sister. She wants to get surgery to, like, you know.
Be a guy?
Be a girl.
Be a girl.
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're like, you and your dick jokes, like, you don't really faze us. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like.
It's hardcore.
Yeah.
But is he still Christian?
Yeah. Yeah, they're Christian.
And your brother, the transgender, goes to church too?
No. The kids, I took the kids out of Christianity.
Hell yeah.
I took them out of the church. I'm like, you guys, let's get out of here.
She lives her life as a woman at this point?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's like
Johnny lives life as a man now.
That's so refreshing.
So refreshing.
What's up? We got dates, fool?
I just got to Texas with you this week.
All right, and you?
The April 9th show in Riverside.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
You have an email or not email? Funny. Fuck no.
An email.
What's your address?
Yes, email me. EstherKoo.com. ESTHERKU.com.
And your handles on social media?
Esther Cuckoo.
What's up, fool? Esther Koo, last night on Comedy Confession podcast with Jack Jr.
Oh, yeah. I did his podcast. That was fun. Listen to that.
His feet stink.
What?
His feet stink?
It looks like his feet stink.
What's up, fool? Shout out to Jack Jr. and his Comedy Confession podcast.
The Pauly Shore of the Ha Ha Club.
Yeah, man.
Oh, fuck.
Shout out to Mr. and Mrs.
XA Babysitting with Jeff Garcia. What's up, fool?
Somebody's got to be there, dog.
What's up, Momo, bro? I got one cheek now.
What's up with that?
He has Bell's palsy. He got Bell's palsy.
What? Oh, his face.